Yoren called a halt when they were still some distance off, and told Arya and the other boys to guard the wagons while he and Murch and Cutjack went in on foot. A flock of ravens rose from inside the walls when they climbed through the broken gate, and the caged ravens in their wagons called out to them with quawks and raucous shrieks. "Should we go in after them?" Arya asked Gendry, after Yoren and the others had been gone a long time.
"Yoren said wait."
Gentry's voice sounded hollow. When Arya turned to look, she saw that he was wearing his helm, all shiny steel and great curving horns. When they finally returned, Yoren had a little girl in his arms, and Murch and Cutjack were carrying a woman in a sling made of old torn quilt. The girl was no older than two, and she cried all the time, a whimpery sound, like something was caught in her throat. Either she couldn't talk yet, or she had forgotten how. The woman's right arm ended in a bloody stump at her elbow, and her eyes didn't seem to see anything, even when she was looking right at it. She talked, but she only said one thing.
"Please,"
she cried, over and over.
"Please, please."
Rorg thought that was funny. He laughed through the hole in his face where his nose had been, and Biter started laughing too, until Murch cursed them and told them to shut up.